It's time for our Bahuska Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Husky head football coach Matt Hennessy. Bahuska losing at home to Tonkawa in a tough one on Friday, 13-12. Coach got a chance to kind of recap that one with some people that were there. Sounded like it was a hard-fought ball game and one where you could probably argue that you guys outplayed them but end up just 1 point short on the scoreboard.
I don't know that we outplayed them. I'm a big believer in team plays, hardest wins. And they played hard. Too many turnovers, four turnovers, end up costing us and not executing when we needed to execute on 2-point conversions. You know, one at the start of the game and one towards the end of the game, and just too many mistakes. I know we're young, but at some point that's got to quit being an excuse, and we got to fix those things. And Tonkawa's got a good football team. They're well coached, and they did the right things and won the game.
We've talked about how tough this district is before. There were six teams that were in the playoffs a season ago that are there, and obviously Tonkawa was one of them. You've got Drumright coming up on Friday. But Tonkawa, one of them, and it doesn't get really any easier going forward.
Yeah, I mean, Drumright's, they haven't won many games, but they're still talented. They got, preseason, one of the top returning quarterbacks around. He runs the ball well. He throws the ball well. They just haven't had a lot of luck in their game. So, This week's not as much about Drumright as it is about us. We got to go out and clean up, and we got to get better on the offensive line. That was not good Friday night. So we got to clean those things up. We got to limit our turnovers. We got to stop those things, and then do what we do. I mean, defensively, we played well. We held them to 127 yards rushing and 27 yards passing, and when you take away 175-yard run, that's a pretty good night. But same time, they got too many extra yards. So there's things we got to work on defensively, too. Drumright does play into us a little better. I mean, they're a spread team, and we play well against spread teams, so we got a good secondary. We're pretty athletic. And our defensive package is built to blitz and built to play teams, spread teams. So that part of it's good. They're a three-man front defensively, so that helps us a little bit, too, as far as what we do offensively. So it's a good matchup for us. Also be a good chance for us to go clean up us and do the things we got to do to get back on track. We're still sitting in a good place. This district is so tough. One of the things we stressed in our fall camp with our coaches was make sure when we got into district play, and this is coming, I've never been in a 9-team district. So, I mean, I've been doing this 27 years, never been in a 9-team district. So I called some of my buddies that have, and they all said the same thing. The key thing is points. Your district points, you can get up to 15 or lose up to 15 every game because there's going to be a lot of three-way ties with this many teams and this many good teams in the district. So we've got to really focus on that. Luckily, we were able to get our 15 against Barnesville. We gave up our 15 against Morrison, which most guys will. But then we only lost 1 point against Tonkawa. So that's good. We've got to make sure we continue working towards keeping the foot on the pedal when we get ahead to try to get our 15, and even if we're behind, plan till the end of the game to make sure we don't give up 15 and see where it lies at the end of the season.
Talking with Bahuska head football coach Matt Hennessy. Obviously, Tonkawa, a good club, and you mentioned it before, no excuses. But a 1-point loss at home, you guys continue to kind of go up against the best of the district and have played some close ball games in there. Does that kind of help any confidence going forward, or is that overstated?
I don't know. I know we were disappointed. We feel like we gave the game away just because, the four turnovers all in crucial times down the red zone. And, when it's a 1-point game and you miss 2 2-point conversions, and one of them was just their effort was better than ours, and the other one we straight busted on. I mean, we had two kids bust on it. And we did have somebody subbing in for another kid, but that's still no excuse. They should know what to do. And so whether it's coaching or whether it's just players not executing, when you feel like you give one away, Morrison, I thought our kids played hard. They beat us. They're a better football team than us. When you give one away, it's a tough one to swallow. So I don't know if that was a confidence builder or maybe a wake-up call. Tonkawa is a good football team. They're very well coached. And, their quarterback is a tough, tough kid. They had the they got the transfer in from Blackwell, the running back. I mean, so now you got two guys in the backfield that are legit. So that makes them that makes them tough for anybody. But same time, hopefully it's a wake-up call for our kids, too. I think our kids are starting to think we're good, and we're not. We're still just a young team trying to get better every week, and we got to stay focused on what we do, which is control what we can control, which is our effort, our attitude, and our toughness. And I thought Tonka will be us in all three phases of those things Friday night, and that's what probably upset me the most and what we've addressed the most over this past weekend.
But Husky head football coach Matt Hennessy, once again, the Huskies losing a tough one at home to Tonkawa last week, 13-12. They're at Drumright this Friday, 7 o'clock kickoff, a ball game we'll have on 99.1 KPGM. Coach Hennessy, appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.